following is a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com.
All right. Welcome Monday, May the 4th. Fireside Chats. Yeah, it's so good to be with you guys. Thank you for inviting us, really, is what you're doing, inviting us into your homes or cars or wherever you are, however you're watching Fireside Chat. Always a blessing to be with you. As difficult as it is to do it this way, it's better than not doing it. I would say, before I turn it over to Pastor Jonathan for a great chat that we have in store, looking forward to it, that again, by way of reminder, Monday, Tuesday, 11 o'clock, 11 to 12, we just ended it now, 11 to 12 for the Refuge family, that's you, food. We've got lots of food. We have so much. The Lord is blessed. And love to see you. I'm here now Mondays and Tuesdays at 11 to 12. I could pray with you, and you can share with me any concerns you may have, maybe financial needs, whatever. We could pray through that. So Monday and Tuesday, 11 to 12, please avail yourself of all that the Lord has for you, right? Not just that in that realm, but in all areas of life. And one of the things He has for you and I to avail ourselves of is an encouraging chat, a fireside chat in the Word of God. So, Jonathan, take it away.
All right. Awesome. Thank you, Alan. Hey, everybody. I hope you're doing well today. Before we get into just a few moments of the Word, let's go ahead and pray. You know, I've been thinking recently the last couple of days about what has been happening around the nation and kind of the level of fear that's out there. So I want to make sure that we take some time and we pray and get our minds right into the right spot. Even if you've read some maybe news stories this morning or some of those frustrations are kind of climbing in your own mind and your heart, let's pray right now and ask that we can be fully present just for the next few minutes. Father, we come to you. Lord, there are so many things that are happening around the nation, around the world, Lord. From the sickness, Father God, to the economic devastation that's taking place. Lord, to even the position and the feeling that a lot of people have right now, the position of feeling constrained, not being able to go out and to go to different places, Father God. And we know what that does to our own minds and our hearts as we focus on those things. I pray, Lord, for everybody who's watching right now and who's listening, that they will be able to detach themselves from the worries and the concerns of our world today and step into a moment and just think and dwell on really who you are, Father. Be with us today in your name. Amen. Amen. All right. Well, I'm happy to share something with you today. Something you many people don't know about me is if you've come to the church, you know that I'm relatively creative. I love creating and being in the children's ministry and helping just create all types of things for them. I love to create, but I am probably one of the worst people when it comes to grammar and when it comes to spelling that I know. I'm just absolutely horrible at it. So I write all the time, and I am so afraid to let people see what I write because I'm not sure if they could actually read it. So Pastor Alan here has helped me out several times, and it's almost embarrassing. So I thought what would be a good exercise during this time is to step into some of that poor grammar and share with you the difference between two words that I struggle with, and I know many people struggle with, and it's the idea of affect and effect. And people get those wrong all the time. I get them wrong. I had to write down exactly what they were just to remember what they are in my mind. And so today's chat is a bit of a grammar exercise, but still an important point for us to consider. So first off, the difference between affect and effect. Affect is used often as a verb. You can see I even have a hard time speaking. As a verb, an affect is a verb. It's the effect of something that has happened, right, to us. So we are being affected by the coronavirus. We are affected. People are affected by the coronavirus. But then the other word is effect. The effect are the results of what has taken place. And so we're going to talk about the affect and the effect. And here's the thing. For today, I had this thought, I had it a few days ago, and I thought it was a good thing to share today, is that I think we find ourselves right now in the middle of the affect and the effect of our situation. Let me explain. We are feeling, or we have been affected by a closed economy, by a sickness that is happening. We have been affected by something that is outside of our control, as we are affected by many things in life. And we sit in this moment right here as we feel the pressure and as we feel the weight of the effect of what is happening right now. Now, as we sit in that moment, usually, if you're like me, you can take comfort in maybe thinking about a plan. You like to theorize, you like to plan out, you like to think 5 or 6 steps ahead. And so you can take comfort in what's going to happen, but here's the problem. We sit in this state between those two worlds because we have been affected, but we don't know what the ultimate effect is going to be. And there's a lot of people talking right now about what the effect of this effect of the coronavirus, what's going to happen to us in the future. What's going to be the effect on the economy? What's going to happen to many jobs? What's going to happen to churches? There is a lot of concern and worry there, and we have a hard time planning out our next 5 or 6 steps. And if you're like me, it could be relatively frustrating because you really want to plan that out. You really want to see what is happening, what's coming. And we sit in this space, and this is a very difficult space to sit within. But for the believer, I think that we need to look at what's happening in the world around us, the natural world around us. And if you're uncomfortable sitting in this space, I want to remind you today of another space that you exist within where you do have assurance. And that assurance is this. There was another thing that we all share in the effect of, and that is the effect of the cross on our lives. What Jesus did on the cross affects me and you. It actually allows you to sit here and listen to me, and we can consider each other family, even though I don't know who you are on the other side of that camera, is that we have a common bond and a unity between us. Isn't that amazing? And we share in that common bond and that unity collectively with millions and millions and billions of people around the world because of the effect of the cross, and we get to sit in that space. Well, here's the other great thing, is that though we are unsure about the effect of the future or of our current position, we can have 100% assurance of the effect of the cross on our lives and our future. See, we can find ourselves being frustrated with not being sure what's going to take place, what's going to happen next in the economy and in this world. But we know that we have 100% security, and we could be filled with the joy and peace of God, knowing that in His economy, the forever economy of the future, our eternal destination, our home, and the place that we're at, is that we know where we're going to be. We're going to be home with Him in heaven. And the other effect is the fact that we have family. We have a world of filled with family members around us that we can spend time with collectively in prayer and in times of reading the Word of God together. And that is a space that I think that believers right now really need to take some time, and they really need to find themselves in between that space. Not between the things of what happened and what's going to happen. That, if you try to sit there in your mind and you try to, you're taking all your time to just exist there, you're going to get frustrated. You're going to get mad. because there's no guarantee in that space. And that's a scary, scary space to sit in between. Don't sit in that space. Mentally, get out of that space. Remove yourself from that space of the problems of the past, the worries of the future. May sound familiar, as Jesus would tell us, don't worry. Don't worry about the things you can't control, but seek first the kingdom of God. And that is where you get to exist, between the effect of the cross and the effect that it has on our future destiny. Sit in that space. Put your mind in that space. Actually dwell on the forgiveness, on the love, on the peace, on the patience, on the joy of knowing who Jesus is, knowing that no matter what happens to us in this life, we can take joy in knowing that we are safe and secure in the hands of the Father. I have a verse for you today I want to read to you. It's this. It's 1 Peter 4:19. And if you don't know, we are going through 1 Peter on Sunday morning, so I'd encourage you to tune in. But it says this: those who suffer according to God's will should commit themselves to their faithful Creator and continue to do good. Continue to do good. As a believer, Peter was writing to the believers, and they were getting ready to actually experience some pretty hard times. If you look up some of the commentaries of what was happening during the time when 1 Peter was written, they were getting ready to face Caesar Nero as the believers. And trust me, if you are opposed to some of the government things that we're doing, it's nothing like what happened to the Christians of that time under Caesar Nero, okay? But he's writing to them, preparing them, and he's speaking to them and saying, if you suffer, commit yourself to your Creator. Commit yourself to God. Commit yourself to His purpose and continue to do good, because that is what Christians do. Christians do good. So if somebody was to ask you today, like I ask my wife every single morning, so what are you going to do today? I don't know. Sit at home. Not go out for a walk, that's for sure. We go for walks. But not go out to the beach or anywhere like that. What are you going to do today? A way that we could think about it is say, well, we're going to do what Christians do. We're going to do good, whatever that means. We're going to love people. That's what we're going to do every single day. We're going to be faithful, and we're going to commit ourselves to our Creator today. And I think if we take that perspective as time moves forward, take those moments to pause every single morning, every single day, and think, what am I going to fill my mind with today? The worries and the concerns of the news, the frustrations of what happened in the past, the concerns of the future, Jesus would say, no, seek ye first the kingdom of God. And all those things that you desire and you need will be added on to you. So that's my encouragement for today, that you spend some time with the Lord, exist within the space of the comfort of His hands, knowing that you exist between the space of what happened on the cross and your eternal destiny with Him in the future. And in that space, there's no condemnation. There's absolute love, absolute joy that you can experience today. You just need to choose to sit in that space with the Lord. Amen? Let's go ahead and pray. Father God, I thank you for today. I thank you for everybody who's watching, everybody who's listening. Father, and as we go through a time in our country that is a little different, and there are some things that we are not sure of about the future, what we are sure of is who you are, Father. And we can be very sure as to who you call us to be. And that's people who do good and commit ourselves to you, no matter what, Lord. May we be faithful to you, Lord, as we know that you are faithful unendingly, Father. May we reflect your light, and may you be in our minds and our hearts. In your name, amen.
This has been a presentation of Refuge Calvary Chapel Huntington Beach. For more information about our ministry, please visit refugefamily.com or call 714-891-9495. Set free.